You are listening to 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Post Aquarium Tapestry Shopping with your host, DJ Teddy, and my wonderful, lovely co-host, DJ Claire.
Hello, listeners.
And happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there, and a happy birthday to my friend Kira on my floor. I would say her last name, but I don't know it. So we're going to get started with our Valentine's Day episode today. We're going to kick it off with a few songs, but what you have to look forward to later in this episode is a letter from Claire to her boyfriend, a discussion of an article on Beyonce and her unborn babies, what's the best holiday and why, including a subsection on the consumerism of Valentine's Day, Ivanka Trump's fashion line, is this an adult film star or something I made up, an actual Cosmo advice or a fake tip? So let's start the episode off with Last Night by the Strokes. Then we're going to play Swim Good by Frank Ocean and then a Cha-Ching remix, which is originally by Chairlift, but we are going to play the remix, which includes Dram and Jimmy Tense. So enjoy, folks.
Boulevard, trunk bleeding, and they never see them. And I got this black suit on, roaming around like I'm ready for a funeral. 5 more miles till the world runs out. I'm about to drive in the ocean. I'ma try to swim from something bigger than me. Kick off my shoes and swim good.
Wait a minute, hold up, make them lose it. It's safe to assume that it's great making cash off of this. Even better making cash off a hit. So, excuse me if I ball out when it's bank time. For spending, I'ma make time, checking on them black guys.
Got a dollar, but that ain't gon' feed us. 100 million money bags, there ain't no reason. Know why we worship hundreds like there ain't no Jesus. But I've been putting work in, it's a greenback season. I need my bank rolls and a stack dick. Piling up my bills to spend it all, it's just practice. Sometimes we try to do it all for the cactus. Got return for my taxes and I splurge like a bachelor.
Got what you want, can't be dangerous. But it's the only way you want it to be. I double dare to keep it secret and pass it back another day with me. I put the stash in the rich shell. Open your mouth and it'll be the key. And I've got that combination. Like 27, 99, 23.
own plug, got my own paper. Back when I had nothing, you would keep me down. When I was on the road grinding, you would sleep around. Now wake your ass up to the reality that I done came up, way up. I know you mad at me. You would be happy if I ain't have all the cash with me. Even happier if I jumped off the balcony. But if I ever jumped, it's with a set of wings. Somewhere in the sky because you let me free. Free from all the hate and you can't buy my love. You can try to sabotage, but baby, try your luck. And this here ain't luck, this is destiny. And hard work and right answers when he testing me. 100 to the day that I leave. Road running, getting money, cha-ching, yeah. And this here ain't luck, this is destiny. All you gonna get is the best of me, yeah. This here ain't luck, this is destiny. Yeah.
Yeah, what you want can be dangerous. But that's the only way I want it to be. A double die to keep a secret.
And we're back, guys. And since it's Valentine's Day, we're going to delve a little bit into Claire's love life.
Can't wait.
Claire, tell us about your boyfriend, Dave.
Well, he is taller than me, and he lives in New Jersey.
You described like 2 million guys.
Yep, that's exactly it.
Okay,
cool. I'm actually dating 2 million guys.
And how long have you been dating Dave, 2 million guys?
Almost 2 years.
Okay, yeah. Cool. Yeah. I'm going to read a letter that you wrote
okay,
to your boyfriend, Dave. On air. So this is, I think it's really brave of you to volunteer to
read
this letter.
Thank you.
Dave, I love the feeling of your beefy hand in mine. And I like when we don't just talk, but we speak. And when we sing together, our voices come together in midair, create an orb of sensual energy. I like when we wear big sweaters together. We're like two little Bill Cosbys in love. We have lumpy love, Dave. We are in lumpy love. That was incredible, Claire.
Thank you.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I just feel like I might be one of the creepiest people to ever walk this earth. Maybe that's why.
That could be part of it. okay. Now, you found an interesting article online recently. Is that true?
I did.
Could you read us the title of that article?
Oh, yes.
Okay. She's got to pull it up.
It's called something along the lines of, here it is. Apparently, unborn babies are only human when they belong to Beyonce.
Is it satire?
No.
It sounds like incredible.
This is not satire. That's what makes it so amazing.
It sounds like it's satire or that like a girl named Elizabeth from my church posted it.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of two things.
This is one of my favorite quotes.
Okay.
I'm just going to... I want to hear. This short one. Those who are not atheists and idol-worshipping neo-pagans know that, in truth, it is God, not society or celebrity, who grants life to all children from the moment of conception.
See, I was activating under the assumption that Beyonce granted life from the moment of conception, so...
That's the assumption that the entire universe is operating under, except for this one person who wrote this article.
It was that or Elton John, because he actually...
That's true.
Yeah, he was my mom's OB, so... He, like, literally, like, I sailed into Elton John's arms.
Wow.
Yeah, you're telling me. Okay, and I want to just talk real quick about Ivanka Trump's fashion line. What do you think about it?
Well, it's never been quite my style. Also, can't afford it, so I've never really been into it.
That's the thing. It's like, she's just trying to get... She's so rich. Like, she she brushes her teeth with Hillary Clinton's tears, you know? And you want me to buy your jackets made of poor people's skin?
Yes. Is that too much to ask?
I think that's a real thing.
I would not even be surprised.
I saw like this TMZ article, and it was like Ivanka Trump's homeless people farm, where she like gets their skin and makes jackets out of it for her.
That's a real thing, yeah.
For her own benefit. Yeah, look it up. Okay, and we're going to do a quick thing called Adult Film Star or something I just made up. Are you ready?
I am so ready.
Awesome. Okay, the first one is gingivitis. I'm not joking.
That's a real one.
That's a real one. Okay, gingivitis is a real one. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm. She's got good stuff out there. I'm joking. Okay, the next one is Woody Nelson.
Made up.
Made up, made up.
Yeah,
you're right. Okay. What about Anita Softwood?
That has to be made up.
No, it's real.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay, then next we got Ben Dover.
Oh, my God. That was a card in the old maid thing.
It's clever, though, right?
With my grandma.
Yeah.
But did not that... real.
No, real.
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 Really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Next one is Harry Johnson.
Fake.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay.
Then Tammy Salami.
Real.
Real. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
How about paying for vet school?
Fake,
but also like kind of real.
Yeah,
like
that's true. Real in a way that like you don't.
I'm
want
pretty
it to
sure
be
Tammy
real.
Salami is paying for vet school though. So, okay, then we got Lance Thruster.
Real.
That's so real, right?
Oh my God.
And then Luke Thighwalker.
Fake.
No, it's real, and to his credit, he looks, like, a lot like Luke Skywalker in the movies. He even dresses up in, like I think he does, like, mainly Star Wars, like, spinoffs.
How do you know this?
I was reading an article online.
Yeah, okay.
I wasn't, like, uh-huh. I didn't, like, research, like, for, like, 3 hours last night, but,
okay, pretty sure he does
predominantly Star Wars-themed episodes, so wow. Probably some... really strange Jabba the Hutt, Jabba the I can't say that on air, but there's some weird stuff on the internet is all I'm gonna say. Yeah. The internet.
Yeah.
The interweb. Okay, Claire and I have to read a quick PSA before getting back to the music. Okay. Use separate cutting boards so the bacteria, raw meat, seafood, reduce a dozen times prep food for surface like veggies. Roughly 3,000 Americans die from food poisoning this year. You can keep your family safe by separating raw meat, seafood from other foods. Check stuff at foodsafe.com. Brought to you by HHS Ad Council.
Inspirational.
That wasn't me. Well, a little guy in a strange top hat just walked in and read that PSA for us. He's going to be doing that all episode, actually.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
He's the little Valentine's Day, spirit of Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Okay. Yummy. Okay. Up next, we're doing I Put a Spell on You by Annie Lennox, Rhode Island by the Front Bottoms, and We by Jeremiah. That last one is for my lovely roommate, Mia. Happy Valentine's Day to my girl. That one's for you.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the things you do. I tell you I ain't lying. You're running around, you know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Oh no, I put a spell on you. I
Trip's going. I wonder if the government knows he's hiding. It'll probably take a few more months. Florida's a long way from Rhode Island. I watch her rest her hands inside her lap. I try to focus hard cause her eyes don't make the frame. I try to work up the courage to kiss the bottom half of her face. Amora cut her hair in Baltimore, right before I left. I watch her sitting by herself, talking to herself, breathing calmly, then trying to catch her breath. Says you gotta promise not to break, no matter how far you are bent. She says I gotta shift my position and try to get comfortable again. We both chose the same tone. Mine was an alarm clock ringing from a cell phone. Quiet, and I still know exactly what you mean. And it is probably just my friend.
Think you may need all of mine. hate to say, you know the love is blind. I'm about to see, I close my eyes. They can't see you in it, oh. Most of them need dollar signs to make every day your birthday and every night your Valentine.
But
and we're back. I hope you guys enjoyed that last song. I was singing. I don't know about re-singing.
Yes.
But yeah,
of course. Yeah.
Okay. So just an announcement. I know that a few episodes ago we had a fundraiser to get me off of air, and no one donated. So this year we have a new fundraiser. It's called Get Me to the Gym. Mm-hmm. I haven't gone all semester. I literally just grease myself up and roll out of bed every morning. I'm like circular. I'm literally spherical at this point. So the Claire, do you work out?
Occasionally, I would say.
That's really cool. Yeah. What do you do? Do you like?
Oh, just the elliptical.
Do you like lift records?
I do literally
or, like,
nothing except for
competitively drink hot chocolate.
Also those things.
You're a very cozy person. That's why I'm making all these jokes. Okay. Over break, I asked Claire and I to each make a list of 10 things that we want to dedicate this Valentine's Day to. So I'm gonna go first. The Front Bottoms, my favorite band. Barack Obama, $1 cheeseburgers at McDonald's. Days that start out cold but get warmer. Really thick sweaters. The 7-second radio lag that gives me a second chance when I play radio songs. That curse. I don't know if you picked up on it, but the two songs ago, the ones with the huge, like canyon-like gaps in the middle of it. I made a mistake. It wasn't marked as explicit on Spotify, so I'm human. Claire McNulty, Russian icons, because I have a quiz next period. The mock trial team, and Lafayette president Allison Byerly. She's my Valentine.
Respect.
I know. Right. Okay.
I only have five things.
That's so terrible.
Because I'm actually an awful person. So
you
first
should,
off,
number six should be lists that are only five things.
Lists that are supposed to be ten.
Lists that are supposed to be ten things.
Okay, so first is the coffee stain on my shoelaces. Fun fact, I spilled coffee on every single article of clothing that I am wearing today. There's coffee on every single piece of clothing I'm wearing. So
I'm going to inspect that.
Yeah, so that's a real shout out to Valentine's Day. For woo! Second on my list is Dove's Lavender Deodorant. Lifesaver.
Ooh, okay. Was that like a brand endorsement?
Oh, no.
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 Like a piece
Dove. We don't
Dove.
Do that. Oh, okay.
Like that kind of Dove, yeah. Troy Bolton.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Everyone's Valentine.
The NSA. And Lafayette's Caramel Vanilla Coffee, because you don't have to pay extra for it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where do you get that?
Everywhere. You can get it Marquee. Sometimes you like that Gilbert's stuff? Has it, sometimes Laura has it. It is good because you just have to get yourself used to it and then it tastes good.
My number 11 is going to be the FCC.
Oh, yes.
If you're listening, I just love you guys. Thanks for doing what
thanks
you do.
Thanks for being you.
Please don't find me for all the rampant rule breaking that I do.
Yeah, seriously.
I love you guys and I appreciate you. Okay, and Claire, I was thinking, I don't know, I just want to run this idea by you before we play our next few songs. I was thinking we should have like a sing-off.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we should.
Let's do
because
it.
Claire's like in an actual band, but I sound like if you step on like a rubber toy and then open a creaky, rusty door and then cry. That's what my voice sounds like.
Well, I feel like there's certain charm to those things. You know what I mean?
No, I think there is.
Very distinct
sound. It's kind of rustic. I could be in like a folk band.
Yes.
You ever heard like a folk band where the singer has like a really weird voice, but it kind of works? I think I could do that.
Yeah, like you know that guy Jake Bug or whatever?
Yes. He
has
like a creaky.
Yeah.
It's like it's almost like a cartoon character, but then someone like plays like something on like a tin can and they're like, this sounds like folk music.
They're like, wow, this is really good.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
People need to listen to
this.
And you listen to his voice, you're like, wow.
They always,
what is going
they
on?
They always sing about like the weirdest things too. They're like, my girlfriend's in a flower dress.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, dude,
I love rusty spoons. That's my impression of folk music. So right after these next two songs, Claire and I are just going to be practicing, doing some vocal warm-ups, Black Bear, Brown Bear, Black Bear, Brown Bear, and then you're going to hear the sing-off of the century, pretty much. So, up next, we have Go Robot by Red Hot Chili Peppers, which is probably a song Claire's mom would like. Paris by the Chainsmokers, but my lovely co-host has just reminded me that we have to read a quick PSA first, so that small man in a top hat is going to come back in and read our PSA for us.
This is a little bit of a test of like your middle school skills, just to like determine how good your middle school years were.
Okay.
You can understand this, and they were the glory days for you.
I can already tell you they weren't. Yeah. Terrible middle school.
All right. Here's the only a unway oot. Onway, away, ute, elte, if a uvye, uktke, eatme, ende, ultripe, ute, a, akbe, iriate, illinke, emperature, te, uzye, a, udfe, ermometer, the, uffly, re, 3000, a, Americans, a, ilway, I, day, umfre, udfe, oisening, pay, is they ear ye, utbe oo ye, and ke eep ke, or ye, amily fe, a for se, I be oozing ye, a ood fe, ermometer the, every a, I'm te, ek che, or ye, epstays, at a, foodsafety.gov, a.
This woman has my heart.
Odd bray,
oh.
Ute, oo ye, I be, e they, USDA, a, HHS, a, and a, e they, at a, ounce k.
Breathtaking.
Thank you.
Didn't they say Pig Latin's like a dead language though?
It's not a
Pig
Latin language.
Are you sure?
Pig Latin.
That's what they used in like Rome and Greece and stuff.
What people ever spoke Pig Latin?
It's supposed to be a joke, but it just came out like weird. Okay. Like I was saying, here's Go Robot by the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Paris by the Chainsmokers, and then a disastrous American Idol, The Voice, sing-off between Claire and I. So, here we go.
because I wanted to confess it now. Can I make the time for me to come and get it? Bless her mind. She spoke to me in such a simple and decisive tone. Her sweet admission left me feeling in position thrown. I don't take these things so personal anymore. I don't think it's irreversible anymore. Somebody hooted and they hollered, can I buy a vow? Don't let her catch you in the act of throwing in the towel. And when it's not at ease, appears to be the flagrant foul. Can I put my fingers in your mouth before you start to howl? I don't think that it's so terrible anymore. I don't think that it's unbearable anymore. Tell me now, I know that it just won't stop.
We were staying in Paris to get away from your parents, and I thought, wow, if I could take this in a shot right now, I don't think that we could work this out on a terrace. I don't know if it's fair, but I thought, how could I let you fall by yourself? Well, I'm wasted with someone else. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better. Let's show them we are better.
terrace. We breathe in the air of this small town on our own, cutting glass with the thrill of it, getting drunk on the past we were living in. If we go down, then we go down together. They'll say you could do anything, they'll say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything, let's show them we are better.
Let's show them.
Say that I was clever. If we go down, then we go down together. We'll get away with everything. Let's show them we are better.
We were staying in Paris.
All right, good stuff out of the Chainsmokers. Claire, you like that last song?
Loved it. Mm-hmm. Love it so much.
Okay, we've kind of been preparing for our sing-off, and we spun this big wheel we have here in the studio, and the song we're going to sing is Happy Birthday. Mm-hmm. And Claire was like, whose birthday is it? And we were like, Valentine's.
So, it's Cupid.
Yeah, it's Cupid's birthday.
Cupid's birthday.
That's when he was born. Okay, so we're going to do this harmonize, this back and forth, this pickup game, this musical pickup game.
All right, so you're singing melody, I'm singing harmony?
But then we're going to, like, pass it off, like,
okay,
a basketball.
Okay, that's not how harmony works, though.
Okay, you know I know, like, nothing about music.
So you just sing the melody.
Okay, this is kind of out of my pitch. It's, like, out of my range.
Well, how do you know?
It's out of my octave.
It's out of my octave.
Because, like...
Well, you can start, like, happy birthday. That's kind of low. You want to start there?
Kind of low. Maybe you could start, and then I'll pick it up from you.
Like there?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you start with that.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cupid. Happy birthday to you.
Album drops tonight, actually. It's just us singing happy birthday in weird voices, but I do a really good Christina Aguilera one where
for,
I'm like
3 hours
where
straight.
I'm like, hey, happy birthday, yay, yay.
Wow, that was hot.
Wasn't that a good Christina Aguilera?
That was.
Okay, do a little impression for me.
I honestly like really don't know Christina Aguilera.
You don't? Okay, well, do an impression you would know, like a Britney Spears one, maybe.
Oh.
Come on, you gotta be able to do some.
Oh, I'll do Louis Armstrong.
Okay.
I see trees of green. Sky.
You're supposed to sing happy birthday.
Scott. Oh, I'm sorry.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
I'm so glad we don't have a live studio audience or we would just get booed right off air.
Yeah, seriously, we wouldn't last like 2 minutes.
We wouldn't. Okay, I'm gonna do the front bottoms happy birthday.
Okay, please.
And
do.
Then happy birthday, yeah, burner, happy birthday. Oh no, that's more like a. Sorry, I'm going through a range of different.
That was a little bit confusing. Like, whoa.
It's more like happy birthday. That's something they would do, right?
Yeah.
Take me off air. Turn my mic off.
Yeah, please.
I know. Okay, I got to do one more quick PSA. Then we're going to play one last song, and then we're going to wrap up the show because Claire, unfortunately, has to go. She's meeting the President of the United States, so yes. We're going to have to cut this episode a little bit short.
Yeah.
But right before then, we are going to do a little call response. This isn't a PSA, but I've had some questions about how you can tell if you've cooked meat and poultry to bacteria killing temperature recently. Claire, what should I do with that?
Oh, I don't know.
Should I use a food thermometer?
I feel like that might be a good option, yeah.
Is it not just an extra step or something nice to have?
No. Okay. No, it's important.
Can raw or undercooked meat contain bacteria that could make me very sick or worse?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Will 1 in 6 Americans get sick from food poisoning this year and roughly 4,000 will die?
Yeah.
No, you're wrong. Roughly 3,000 will die.
I meant no.
You were so wrong. That's,
I said no.
Can I keep my family safer by using a food thermometer every time?
Yes.
Where can I learn more about this and other important information?
Probably somewhere in the government. Foodsafety.gov.
Is that foodsafety.gov?
That, foodsafety.gov.
Yeah. Was this public service announcement brought to us by the USDA, the HHS, and the Eye Council?
Yes.
No.
No.
Yeah, nah. Yeah. We was. Yes. Wow.
Wow, that was really clear and straightforward. I think we really got that message out very clearly.
I know. I think, I hope that 100% of people who listen to this show use food thermometers.
Yes.
One time, like last semester, I had this whole thing where I was like, I'm doing a food thermometer giveaway. I still don't know if that was like a legal thing for me to say on air.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I was like, listen to this show and you'll get a food thermometer.
Bribery.
Yeah, that's that seems to fall under...
Seems to violate some sort of rule somewhere.
Should we look under indecency, obscenity, or like general rules?
Also, PSA to college students, if you're making mac and cheese in a microwave, you have to put the water in or else you will set off the fire alarms and the entire dorm will have to evacuate.
PSA to college students, stop peeing in the elevator of my dorm building. We also got an email that we're going to get our elevator privileges revoked.
Well, my dorm doesn't have an elevator, so I feel bad for you.
Hit me with another college PSA real quick.
Another college PSA is...
You got one? What's something that just bums you out? Okay, PSA.
Something that bums me out.
Can you keep your dogs on leashes when on campus? Say. You might not know, but I'm like terrified of dogs. You probably, I mean, why the heck would you know that? But I'm terrified of dogs, and we live on an extremely dog-centric campus. I went into this place called Gilbert's to eat today, and there was just a dog running around, and everyone was like loving it.
Was it wearing a little red coat?
It was. I'm not gonna lie, it was a very cute dog. It was wearing a little red coat.
Yeah.
It was like Santa's little helper. It was so cute. But also, I hated it, and I wanted it to be on a leash, and I just left because... So if you're listening, please just keep your dogs on leashes. I walk Claire around with a leash, and like people appreciate it. So
I feel like if you file a formal complaint to the college, that people will start a petition to like get you removed from the
campus. I know, exactly. Like, that's like... Like, the least, like, if I kind of make a list of, like, the least popular things I could do on this campus, it would be, like, try to get the dogs on leashes. Yeah.
And I'm going to start the petition.
Please. What else can I do to, like, become really, like, more unpopular? Like, I can make a radio show where I just talk to you for the entire hour.
Yeah.
That would make me really unpopular on campus, right? Okay. I could do, like, really dorky things. Like, I could be part of the Taekwondo club and, like,
who would do
that? That'd be so dorky. People would hate me on campus. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, that little discussion took longer than anticipated, so we're going to save the next two songs for next week. We're going to wrap the show up now so I can have the next host for the show on the next hour come in here and have a little time to get everything ready. We hope you guys had a great time listening to us this week, but you probably didn't. I had a terrible time.
Yeah, it was the worst.
I'm always miserable, though. Happy Valentine's Day. Go spend it with your sweetheart or some Chinese food and never mind. We discussed what I am and am not allowed to say before this episode, and honestly,
I think we nailed it. We're good.
No obscene, good, indecent, so or profane programming has been extremely restrictive.
Yes.
But I think we worked around it pretty well. Okay, see you guys next week. Clara, some parting words for our lovely listeners?
Yes. I don't have any words. I am literally the worst. If you just put me on the spot, I'm actually the worst.
She's so wise.
I know.
A pinnacle of wisdom on campus.
True.
Claire McNulty. It's true. Okay, you guys have a great week. Up next is Dank Meme Extreme, so stay tuned for that terrible, awful, ungodly show. And have a great Valentine's Day. This is DJ Teddy and
DJ Claire.
Out. Bye, guys.